A T-Rex at school. Inclusion and solidarity. It is the start of a new school year. All the children are happy to see their friends from the previous year and to meet new friends. One of the new children this year is Malcolm Adelius T-Rex. His dad started a new job, so his family has just moved to the city. "Everybody say hello to Malcolm," says the teacher. "He is your new classmate this year." "Hello, Malcolm," says the class. They are all nervous of Malcolm. He has very big teeth. Malcolm isn't scary at all. He's quiet, kind, and helps old ladies cross a road. But when he smiles, everybody can see his big, sharp teeth. Malcolm tries to fit in, but some things are hard for him because he has a very large head and very small arms. It is hard for him to see the paper when he writes with a pencil. It is hard for him to see the keyboard when he types words on it. Malcolm wants to play sports, but basketball and ping pong are very hard because of his small arms. "Why don't you try soccer?" says Estela. "What about throw-ins?" says Malcolm. "You can use your tail," says Estela. So that is what Malcolm does. Estela decides that she will help Malcolm with all his problems. She helps him highlight all the letters on the computer keyboard. Now he can see the keys better when he is typing. She knows him how to tilt his head when he is writing, so he can see the paper. Malcolm is much happier now. Estela has been very kind to him, and he wants to do something kind for her. Estela is very shy. She is too scared to join the theater club, even though she wants to. "Let's join the theater club together," says Malcolm. Having a friend with her makes Estela much less scared. They join the theater club together and start rehearsing for the school play. Little by little, Estela becomes less shy. She makes lots more friends at the theater club. So does Malcolm. By the time they perform the school play, nobody is nervous around Malcolm anymore. The end.